All right, let's dive in. We're going deep into the No Agenda News newsletter from February 26, 2025.
Always an interesting read.
Definitely.
Yeah.
John C. Vorak and Adam Curry, you know.
They always have a unique take on things.
Don't they? And this time they jump right into the Democrats' strategy with Trump looking ahead to the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
They point out how the talking points have, well, evolved.
Evolved how?
Well, first it was Hitler.
Right.
Then it became threat to democracy, then constitutional crisis. Mm. Now it's all about chaos.
It's fascinating how they use language.
To shape the narrative.
Yeah. Is it deliberate or are they genuinely concerned, I wonder?
Either way, it's something to think about.
For sure. Especially as we try to understand the political landscape.
Even at the local level here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Exactly.
Okay. And then No Agenda makes this bold claim.
What's that?
They say Democrats are doubling down on some policies just because Trump opposes them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Like deporting criminal aliens, for example. Cutting government waste.
Uh-huh.
And preventing transgender athletes from competing in girls' sports.
That's a hot button issue these days.
It is. And they argue these policies might not be that popular.
But they're framed in the context of the Trump debate.
Exactly.
Which makes you think, how do these national battles play out locally?
Right. It's all connected.
It is.
And then they bring up Robert Reich.
Oh, yeah, the former labor secretary.
He says Democrats need to move further left to win.
To energize the base, I suppose.
But would that really work in the current climate?
Especially here in Texas, it's a gamble.
It is.
So are we going to talk about Ukraine?
We are. No Agenda has this really interesting theory.
Lay it on me.
They suggest Zelensky's potential visit to D.C. could be about a deal.
What kind of deal?
Deal for minerals and rare earth elements.
Interesting.
As compensation for the U.S. financial aid in the war.
Wow, that's a bold claim.
It is. And it highlights how important these resources are.
Absolutely. Rare earth elements are essential.
For everything, really.
From smartphones to renewable energy.
So controlling these resources has huge implications.
Geopolitically and economically.
It really makes you think about how interconnected the world is.
Doesn't it? What happens thousands of miles away can affect us right here.
Absolutely. And No Agenda goes on to predict that Russia will likely keep most of the territory they've taken.
Hmm. With some concessions, maybe?
Potentially, and maybe some reparations, but NATO expansion is off the table, they say.
That would definitely shake things up.
They even suggest the conflict might have been instigated by U.S. intelligence back in 2014.
Whoa, to gain control of those resources.
It's what they're implying.
That's a serious accusation.
It is.
Geopolitics are rarely simple, though.
You're right. There are always multiple layers to these things.
Definitely. It's like they're saying, yeah, it's messy, but there's something we can do.
What do you mean?
Well, they end the newsletter with their memes of the week section.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that.
Seems lighthearted, but no. It speaks to this idea of local agency, you know?
I'm not sure I follow.
Okay, think about it.
Okay.
Memes, they reflect current events, right?
Yeah, even if it's through humor.
Exactly. So by sharing them, we're kind of participating in social commentary.
Mm, spreading awareness.
And maybe even shaping the narrative a little.
All within our own local networks.
Right.
So it's like we're part of a global conversation, but from our local corner.
Exactly. And that's where Think and Act Locally comes in. No Agenda, they focus on these big issues, but they always bring it back to individual action.
And community engagement.
Right. They want their listeners to take what they've learned and apply it to their own lives.
Their own communities.
Yeah. So how does that translate to us here?
In Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
What can we actually do?
It starts with staying informed, I guess.
Like we're doing now, but it goes beyond just reading stuff.
What do you mean?
We have to critically evaluate, form our own opinions.
And then
engage in conversations in our community.
So just talking to our neighbors is a form of action.
Absolutely. Sharing what we've learned, debating different viewpoints.
Just raising awareness.
It all contributes to a more informed and engaged community.
Which can lead to real change.
Exactly. Like if we're worried about energy prices.
Yeah.
Maybe we explore local renewable energy options.
Or energy conservation.
Right. Or if we're concerned about global conflicts,
mm-hmm.
maybe we support organizations helping refugees.
Or promoting peace.
Exactly. So even small local actions
can contribute to a larger solution.
That's the power of collective action. It's something No Agenda really emphasizes.
They remind us we're not powerless.
Right. We have a voice.
We have agency.
And we can make a difference right here.
I love that. It's so empowering.
Especially with all the uncertainty in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
So global events, local action, even memes.
It's all connected.
What about the economic side of things?
What do you mean?
Well, No Agenda mentions a possible global recession.
Oh, right.
How could that affect us here in Southeast Houston?
Well, it could definitely have an impact.
In what way?
Job losses, maybe less consumer spending.
A slowdown in certain industries.
Potentially, but we're a resilient community.
What makes you say that?
We've faced challenges before. We always adapt.
We have a diverse economy.
And strong community ties.
So our sense of community can actually help us through tough times.
Absolutely. When things get tough, people here come together.
We support each other, find solutions.
We've seen it happen time and time again.
That does give me hope.
Me too. And that's a key takeaway from No Agenda, I think.
What is?
They don't shy away from the hard stuff, but they always emphasize individual action.
Community engagement, a sense of hope.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, so back to No Agenda's unique perspective.
Uh-huh.
You said they like to stir the pot. Can you give an example?
From this newsletter?
Yeah.
Well, their take on the potential Ukraine deal.
The one with the minerals?
Yeah. They suggest it might mainly benefit corporations and elites.
At the expense of everyday people.
Potentially, both in Ukraine and the U.S.
That's pretty cynical.
It is, but it raises important questions about power and who benefits.
It makes you wonder whose interests are really being served.
Right. And that's why critical thinking is so important.
Questioning assumptions, considering different perspectives.
Exactly. And No Agenda definitely pushes us to do that.
Even if their views are controversial sometimes?
They can be, but they help us form our own informed opinions.
I think that's a good place to stop for now.
Sounds good.
We've covered a lot, from politics and Ukraine to memes and local action.
And there's still more to unpack.
Stay tuned for part 3, where we'll continue our deep dive.
It's easy to get overwhelmed with all the negativity.
I know what you mean. It's everywhere.
But No Agenda reminds us there's another side to the story.
Always a different angle.
Exactly. Challenging conventional wisdom, you know.
Questioning the narratives.
Right. And that independent thinking, it's crucial.
Especially for us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
We value self-reliance, hard work.
Making informed decisions.
It's about taking ownership of our lives, our community.
And that's where No Agenda's focus on local action comes in.
Absolutely. They remind us we can make a difference right here at home.
Even with all the global challenges.
It's about focusing on what we can control.
What we can do to improve things around us.
They even suggest focusing on local issues can be more effective.
Than getting caught up in national politics.
It's easy to get drawn into that drama.
But it can feel so distant.
By focusing locally, we can have a more direct impact.
And see tangible results.
Exactly. So how do we put this into practice?
What can we actually do?
Well, there are so many opportunities right here.
Like what?
Support local businesses.
Okay.
Volunteer at community organizations.
Get involved in local politics.
Even just being a more engaged neighbor.
It's about building a stronger community.
It starts with each of us.
Taking responsibility, making an effort to contribute.
Those individual contributions, they add up.
They create a ripple effect.
Positive change that goes beyond our immediate surroundings.
It's inspiring to think we're not just passive observers.
We have the power to shape our lives, our community.
Maybe even influence things on a larger scale.
No, Data Agenda really captures that, I think.
How so?
They remind us we're all connected, our actions have consequences.
Even small changes can make a difference.
That's it, exactly.
Well said. I think it's a good place to wrap up our deep dive.
Into the No Agenda News newsletter.
We've covered a lot. National politics, global conflicts.
Memes, local action, all sorts of things.
It's been thought-provoking, for sure.
And hopefully it's inspired some ideas.
To engage more deeply with our community.
Remember, even small actions can make a big difference.
And if you believe in the power of local action, consider supporting us.
At thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
You'll find the link in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And remember, think and act locally.